I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. India's persecution is keeping Christian lawyers busy. Sushil George, director of the Sui Juris law firm, partners with the Voice of the Martyrs Canada. He says police use anti-conversion laws as a cover for targeting and persecuting Christians. India's Supreme Court will issue a ruling on Christian persecution in 8 states next Monday. Pray justice will prevail and that the state will take action to stop the persecution. Meanwhile, the Sign Language Bible Translation Tool, a critical new resource developed for deaf believers, is now past the beta stage. Door International staff is collecting data to improve its functionality. Tools like this make it possible for deaf Christians to reach the world's unreached deaf communities. Less than 2% of the global deaf population can access Scripture. Thankfully, this statistic is changing, and change happens faster with help from people like you. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.